Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Today's Relationships. It's Saturday morning. Relationship information you can use immediately. It's hard to swallow, but it's good to know. I give it to you straight talk, no chaser. Sometimes it's hard to hear the truth, but you got to know what you got instead of calling it what it's not. I'm Russell Price, Jr. I'm the relationship expert specializing in red flags to show you he or she may be stringing you along. What does it take to know what you got? You've got to read the tea leaves. You've got to look deep before you leap. You have to understand this is no cakewalk. It's an opportunity for you to enhance your life forever with a partner, someone who's going to cherish you, love you, respect you, and want to be with you until they die. Do you know what kind of commitment is that? They call it ride or die. Do you know what kind of commitment that really is? To tell someone that you want to be with them for the rest of your natural life, through sickness, through health, rich, poor, attitude change, lifestyle change. You're not going to leave. It's a total commitment. You become one. It sounds good going in, but where does it end up going out? How many people last the duration of marriage? I've seen some people post on Facebook. They're celebrating their 45th anniversary, their 50 years of marriage anniversary. Somebody took the litmus test of staying. Somebody believed that they should not ever, ever leave. Do you believe that you should not ever, ever leave? Or when the waters get rough, the ship starts to sink, do you go down with the ship like a captain is supposed to do, or do you jump ship? You saw the Titanic. They had women and babies were supposed to be in the boat, and some of the captains jumped in the lifeboat as the Titanic went down, jumped in the boat with the women, trying to save their life. The captain goes down with the ship. Marriage, you stick together. You go down with each other. You do not jump ship. We're going to talk about what kind of husband do you have. What kind of husband do you have? Do you have a husband, a husband, or a soon-to-be husband? Where is your husband in your life? Is he your husband? To have the word husband is biblical. It starts with God. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. But he has to be spiritually connected heavenly with God. That's where the H comes in husband. It's a heavenly commitment. You are a husband. The wife says, my husband. I'm talking about my husband. Husband sets it down. You meet a woman, start talking to her. She says, I have a husband. It shuts it down. The husband card. How many people have the husband card? 347-637-3051. Give us a call if you're married or you know someone who's been married or you are in the process of not being married. Give us a call, 202-445-correction. The number is 347-637-3051. Husband. Let's talk about a husband. A husband is a man who cares about his wife. He's a family man. He cares about his family. He works hard. He believes in church. He believes in God. He believes in commitment. He believes in what the Bible says. He's a heavenly husband. He has the H in front of husband. He's somebody who is basically looking to be married and is married for life. There is no jumping ship. They are married for life. What's a husband? A husband is a man who does not have the H in front of husband. He's a husband. He's somebody who's married but not doing what a husband is supposed to do. He's not covering his wife, his family. He's not in tune to his wife. He's not treating her with the respect or the utmost dignity and affection and loving that he should or he could. It goes, there's no love in the marriage, no affection in the marriage. That is called a husband. So do you have a husband? What do you have when it comes to marriage? What is your marriage? Give us a call, 347-637-3051. What do you have when it comes to marriage? What kind of marriage do you have? What kind of marriage do you have? I mean, let's get serious. People are married. What kind of husband do you have? Is he a loving husband? Is he a caring husband? Is he somebody that you can really, really sink your teeth into? What kind of husband do you have? Give me a call, 347-637-347. Let's get it straight now, 347-637-3051. Call now. We want to hear from you. You want to know what you got, if you love your husband, call now. Let's hear from you. What do you believe in life should be? Now, what is a husband? A husband is somebody who is divorced. He was your husband. He used to be your husband. He's no longer your husband. Maybe he's your friend now. Maybe he's somebody you can talk to, or maybe it's somebody you hate. Maybe it's somebody you never want to see again in your life. What's that man? He used to be my husband. He's a husband. He's no longer a husband. He was never a husband when I had him. That's why I got rid of him. I don't like him because he's not really doing what's necessary. He's somebody who pretends to be likable, but he's not likable. He's unlikable. I don't like him. So I'm going to give you some things when you come back. What is a husband, and what kind of husband do you have? We'll be right back to today's relationship. I'm your host. Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome back. Are you and your spouse a match made in heaven? A match made in heaven. Do you and your spouse get together like, go together like peanut butter and jelly or oil and water? Find out some things to find out what you are really about when it comes to marriage. Number one, when it comes to family finances, how does your attitude differ from your partner? Do you try to keep a budget, but your spouse doesn't pay attention to it? Do you think you live day to day, and your spouse always preaching about need some save some money for retirement? Who keeps the finances? Or do you have separate finances? Do you have a joint checking account? Do you know where the money's at and where the money's going? You know how much money your husband has? Do you know what your husband does financially? That's a big question. It's a big to-do. If you don't know, then you better ask somebody, because that is a serious, serious situation. I mean, that's a two test. I mean, you got to answer these questions and know what they have. I mean, basically, family finances, it's serious. If you're not taking care of the finances, then what are you taking care of? What are you taking care of? Do you know what type of family finances that you have? Do you know? If you don't know, you better ask about it. You better find out exactly what it is. When it comes to family finances, how is your attitude different from your partner? And you got to discuss it before you get married. Certain things you can't wait till you get married to discuss. You got to discuss it before you get married. Are we going to have life insurance? Are we going to have joint checking accounts? Are we going to live together? Are we going to eat together? Are we going to sleep together? Are we going to have more than just casual sex? What do you want when it comes to the bedroom? If you're a woman and you've got to have certain things in the bedroom, you cannot negate it. You have to find a husband that knows what you want and what you like in that bedroom. Most women, in some cases, are not virgins when they get married. They're not virgins. The ideal situation would be, like the Bible says, you marry a wife and she's a virgin. So whatever you show her, whatever you introduce her to, that's all she knows. So at that point, the marriage grows from that aspect to more and more sexual encounters of what the person knows. The person knows nothing, you get nothing. If the person just knows the missionary position, that's all they know. So they have to teach you or show you what they know. Now, if a woman's been around the block a couple of times and she understands that sex is an aspect of who she is, and she likes sex, and she knows what sex is, and she knows what it takes to take care of her body, then she's going to introduce that to the man. So if they get in bed with each other, she's going to, at some point, show him what she likes. If she likes her ears to be nibbled because the last joker nibbled on her ear and it made her feel good, then she's going to introduce that aspect of lovemaking to her new man or her husband. She's going to say, nibble on my ear. If she likes her nipples to be pinched and sucked and escalated, she's going to tell this new husband to suck my nipples. However, if he doesn't follow instructions or he does not know what to do or not willing to learn what to do, then she's living off of fumes of what the other guy did. And you cannot live off of fumes. Somebody has to learn everything that the woman knows about sex and then add dress spice to it. You've got to erase the past man. Let's say that again. You've got to erase the past man. If you don't erase the past man will surface. And if he surfaces, then you're dead as Julius Caesar, because you're living off of fumes. So what you have to do is learn your man learns your woman. Be about doing what's necessary to make life better. Life is hard, but it's even harder if you don't have the information. Today's relationships is not for the weak at heart. It's only for the person who cares about who he is, what he is, and where he's going.
Be a professional about lovemaking like you are about your job. Care about lovemaking like you do about your job. Care about your woman and her needs physically, emotionally, psychologically. And sex won't hold a marriage. Sex won't hold a marriage. You have to have some scale tippers. You have to put something on the underside scale to make sure it balances out. So you've got to be a hard worker, a person who cares about family. You got to be someone who cares about church. You've got to be someone who loves each other. You know, someone who is motivated and determined. Someone that's compelling, exciting, and makes you want more about them. Sociable, easygoing, and laid back. Sometimes it's unique, intriguing, it's unlike any other. Some people caring, kind, and shy, and protective. You need this kind of man if you want this kind of man. You want somebody who is loving, caring, understanding. I'm a sexual, sensual, feedback, sensual kind of man. I'm a man that wants to know that you are happy with who you are. But the name of the game is, what type of husband are you? Are you a husband, a husband, or soon to be a husband? Caller, you on the air. Go ahead. Caller, you on the air. 301-794. You on the air. Go ahead. We're talking about what type of husband do you have. The husband card is spiritually motivated. It's spiritually acclimated. You can't have the H on husband without being spiritually connected to God. You have to have that God card in your marriage to be called a husband. You have to do what the Bible says. You have to love, cherish, honor, respect, obey. The death do you part. If you're not doing that, then you are what they call a husband. There's no H on that because it's heavenly. You are a husband. You're somebody who is married, but you're not a husband. You're a husband. And you're just walking around that marriage pretending you got a wife, pretending you're in love, pretending you care, but you don't. And she knows you don't. The people around her knows you don't. Her family knows you don't. So she can't utter the words, this is my husband. She can say, this is my husband. He's not worthy of the title husband. And then if you keep acting a monkey fool, you're going to become what I call a husband. And what's a husband? That's a man who used to be a husband. But now he's divorced, and when she see him, she don't call him, that's my ex, that's my husband. He used to be my husband. So it's all about now knowing what kind of husband you are. What kind of husband do you have? Call you on the air, 301-794, you're on the air, go ahead. Go ahead, we can hear you, go ahead. But make a long story short, this is a whole nother ball game right now. You have to know what you got instead of calling what it's not. You need to know what you are and who you are, because if you don't know, then you got to ask somebody. The name of the game right now in life is be what you are and be who you are, because if you don't know about life, life will know about you. And once you get to the point where you are not basically getting the information right, then you're going to not be basically where you're supposed to be. You're going to not be where you're basically supposed to be. So what I would suggest you do is pretend that you care. We will definitely make sure that you have the information. Get on the air. Give us a call back at 3347-1-3051. Get on the air. Get on the air now and talk about what you have. You know what you got. I can tell you what you're not. Give me the scenario and I can tell you what you got. Instead of calling what it's not. It's a new day out here. It's a brand new day, pregnant with possibilities. You have to know what you got instead of calling what it's not. This is today's relationship. We'll be right back with some final thoughts. Husband, husband, or husband. We'll be right back. Awesome. welcome back. Final thoughts. If you have a husband, speak to your husband. Talk to him about what you like, what you don't like, what you need, what you want, where you're going, why you want to go there, and do you want to stay with your husband. If it's a dead soldier, if you face down in the water, if your marriage is face down in the water, do you continue to keep your face in the water and drown, or do you pull your face out the water and decide, I'm not going to drown? Properly brief him. Let him know that you are not happy in this marriage and what you're going to do about this marriage. Are we going to fix it or are we going to mix it? Are we going to fix it or are we going to mix it? And then you have to decide, if you mix it, what's your next move? Because life is short. Everything that looks good is not good. Everything that is good is not good for you. You got to decide what you got is better or what you want is better. But in some cases, it's not that better. It's not good. It's not good. What you had, what you had. You had something that was way more valuable, tangible, enjoyable, collectible, and satisfiable. You had something called a husband. He may not be the best husband. He may not be the husband that you think a husband should be, but he's a husband. He took the vow. He took the vow. He understands the name of the game. So you got to know what you got to get to call it what it's not. Life is short, but it's too short if you don't understand the aspects of being who you are. This is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. Today's relationships, every Saturday morning, we give it to you straight talk, no chaser. Upcoming events, my birthday parties, the end of August, and the Congressional Black Caucus weekend. Now, if you don't have your black card, I feel for you, but I can't reach you. Are you black card worthy? Are you black card worthy? Do you understand what the black card is? Are you somebody who understands life and wants to be part of life? Get the black card. Black card. It tells you where to go, who to call, how to get there, shopping, dining, nightlife, upcoming event. It gives you an opportunity to be somebody. Don't pass it by, please. Get your black card. Go to www.bethermagazine.com and click on the black card. This has been another one of today's relationships. Are you a husband, or a husband? See you next week.